Special Order 7 was hailed as a lenient policy on undocumented immigrants when it was put in place last year. It helped unlicensed drivers avoid getting their cars impounded by police. But a recent court decision struck it down, and as Zhao Chen reports, immigrants and the LAPD are not happy about it.
Immigrants' rights activists gathered today in Hollywood to show their disapproval of the recent court ruling. They hewed a huge banner that read, "Immigration reform with a path to citizenship now."
We convened this press conference basically to repudiate L.A. County Superior Court Judge Terry's Green's inhumane decision to outlaw Special Order 7.
In August, an L.A. Superior Court judge ruled that Special Order 7 violates the state vehicle code. It used to be that if an unlicensed driver was stopped, their car could be impounded for 30 days and they would face large fines. Low-income and undocumented drivers said those rules discriminated against them. So under Special Order 7, police could be more lenient. Drivers were allowed to show proof of auto insurance, acceptable identification, and a clean record. LA Police Chief Charlie Beck is a major champion of the Special Order 7. He told the LA Times the court decision will undermine the authority of the police department. But it was the union that represents police officers that challenged the order in court. Oscar Hernandez is with Full Rights for Immigrants Coalition, which organized today's event.
It is estimated that in LA County there are upwards of 400,000 unlicensed, undocumented drivers. And that is why we are applauding today the decision by Governor Jerry Brown to sign into law a new piece of legislation that will extend the right to the undocumented community.
Clever Carbrio knows about the law by his personal experience.
My car was unjustly pulled over, the police impounded the car, I was sent to jail, and I am now facing deportation just because I...
LA City Attorney Mike Feuer says he will appeal the judge's ruling. And the activists at today's news conference said they will urge the state to pass legislation to approve driver's license for undocumented immigrants. Zhao Chen, Annenberg Radio News.